Yo, 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 it's the Kyle crew in the house. Amanda's on vacay, time to flip this shit out. Kyle and Andrew, we're running the show. It's still in Whatnot, baby. Just so you know, we're the Kyle crew. We're the Kyle crew. And Whatnot is all new. We're the Kyle crew.
All right, we're good.
It's only me and Kyle today.
What's up, folks?
It's time for... I'm going to have to make a special theme song for these ones.
Oh, yeah?
It's time for no Amanda.
Boy's not out.
No, Amanda's on vacay.
Yeah.
She went up.
She's up now.
She's up.
She's up doing big things nowadays.
She's bigging up.
Moving up.
She's moving, flipping up. We're kind of hitting the wind, like, head on,
yeah.
Which kind of sucks. Once again, we're working it out. I also don't even know if yesterday's is usable at all because yeah. Kyle's didn't record.
Hey, hands up. My did not record.
His
hands
did up. Not record. It was all his fault.
All my fault. Look, you know, the living you learn.
Kyle, you're a well-traveled guy.
Thank you.
No, like, you've been around the U.S. a bit,
yeah,
right?
Tiny bit. Mainly down south, not really, you know, on the West Coast.
Not out west.
Yeah.
I thought you did. I thought you went to California.
No. I would love to go out west, though. I mean, I want to go out more, I guess, Midwest, around, like, Montana. Unless
that's like a ravine there. We're going to step out of that. You want to go to Montana?
Montana, Wyoming. I would love to do that stuff. But, you know, just a lot of money to fly and take some time off.
Let's just cut to the parking lot.
Stuff. So, just haven't done it yet. But I am going down to Tampa next week, so...
Lucky that? You, dude.
Yeah.
I want to live in Tampa.
I know you do. So, I might melt and get really sunburned and red and all that good stuff.
It's so funny how often you've been down south considering how much you dislike the heat.
Yeah, that's, that's a fact.
But why Montana?
I just think it's nice and beautiful. I mean, I would love to go in the fall, the spring, you know, when the leaves are changing.
You're an autumn guy.
I love autumn. Which is funny because my birthday's in June, but I just can't stand the summer.
That's so funny. I've always been just a heat guy. I mean, I think this is where I genuinely believe it comes from. Like, I hated fucking school. Always fucking hated school. I hated learning. I don't think I'm dumb as shit, but I never really, like, was someone... I wasn't like Amanda, who was skipping school, but she's not dumb as shit. for future Amanda listening to this. Amanda just skipped school because she was a rebel. She's actually quite smart. But I hated it. I really never liked school, and I think every time summer came around, I was at my happiest because it's like, fuck school. And back in the day, I used to do summer camp.
Yeah, I mean, I should say, at one point, I did like summer. But yeah, that was back when I was in school, and it was summertime off.
But summer's what you make of it, dude.
Yeah.
Summer's what you make of it. And I've been kind of trying to do a thing this year where, like, I've been getting to the beach as much as fucking humanly possible.
Yeah. So I had gone to the beach 4 times this year, which is more than I have in the past.
You said 4 times?
Yeah. So, I mean, I have to make an effort to go out more and stuff during summer, but I don't know. The beach isn't my kind of go-to place. I love going to parks and kind of, like, trails and go for a walk. Like, I go to a lot.
I'll bleep that. He goes to bleep.
Bleep a lot.
Yeah.
Which is fun because it's just, you know, trail's nice and leaves change during the fall. So that's my kind of, you know, place to be at.
You know, it's funny. I always try to make, like, these plans for summer, like, with other people. And I did actually do some of them. Like, I got to go to the fair with my other friends.
Yeah.
Although I tried going with these guys. They didn't want to do it. And it really wasn't that great, to be honest, but...
Was it big?
It's a weird yes and no. Yeah. Most of the space was taken up by, like, food stands and shit like that. So it wasn't, like, overly impressive.
Yeah.
Now, right now, the fucking New York State Fair in Syracuse.
Yeah.
That one is a real fucking deal.
That's the biggest one in the state, right?
Yeah, that is the real deal. That one's so much fucking fun. I went there, I'll tell you a story. I went there back in my freshman year of college, and my sister's friend also became my friend. He was the head of the student association, And they organized trips to like special events and stuff like that. The school was actually pretty neat in that way. That was one of the only things I really liked about that school, is that they did nice things.
Yeah.
But yeah, one of them was going up to the state fair, and he made it so that we could take, they had like a really nice brand new fucking van that we were allowed to take, because otherwise you would take like a school bus, and Syracuse was a little bit far from where we were at. And it was really nice to be able to take the van. We had like a personal navigation system, blah blah blah. The day was fun as fuck. It was so cool. Tons of rides. The food was fucking, like, listen, say what you will about fair food, but like, if it wasn't tasty, no one would buy it, right?
Yeah.
It was fucking good. I said, I think this is on a previous podcast, but I got the Millennium Chips, which is like when peel a whole giant potato right in front of you, and then immediately let the peelings go right into the fucking fryer, and then they cover it in cheese and chili.
Their food is the best, dude. So, I mean, sometimes I go pumpkin picking, and they have candy apples, or they're fucking amazing.
Burnt corn or whatever, cooked corn, roasted
corn.
Yeah,
yeah, it's just so freaking good, dude. Or like pumpkin donuts. Oh, God.
I do like.
That's why I love fall, just because that fucking, the food is so good, the, you know, atmosphere.
I like fall for that reason. But anyway, to finish my story, we were at the fair, and because it was a whole student thing, we took like, I think like 150 students with us, which is a lot, and he was solely in charge of them, which is like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Anyhow, it actually went without any issues.
Yeah.
We were, you know, completely fine. And we wrapped up, got, not yet. We're gonna go one further. We're gonna cut through what we did yesterday. We got stopped by a security guy yesterday, but we're gonna get caught by him again. We're gonna make friends with him. Maybe he'll drive us around in his little fucking cart.
That'd be nice.
But so it went without any issues, and it reaches the end point, and we're like, okay, everyone's in, time to go. We get in the van, and for some reason the bus is left without us, and for some reason our navigation wasn't working. Period. And the thing about upstate New York is that there's like no fucking street lights.
I know. Oh my
anywhere.
God.
Anywhere.
Upstate is worse.
For my non-New York listeners, upstate New York is like the Midwest of New York State.
Yeah.
It's fucking so. It's like hick. Well, I don't want to say hick. That's a bit mean. It's really fucking rural.
Yeah,
it's way more rural than people realize.
It's like a different state. It's just insane.
It's you would be so shocked to know that it's part of New York.
Yeah.
That's how much different
it's
it is.
Pretty much Texas. Texas with snow, pretty much.
Yeah.
A lot of snow.
So.
And no sunlight, too.
We're trying to navigate back fucking home. Yeah, that too. We're trying to navigate back home, and like nothing's working. Siri's not working. Oh, so we tried using Siri, and it worked for a little bit, and then it led us down like these weird ass fucking country road back roads. And it was like dirt roads. There's no fucking lights. We have no fucking clue where we are. I'm with my sister, her friend, and the student association leader for the year. And we're like panicking at this point, because we are completely and totally fucking lost. And we've been on the road now for at least like 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
And we haven't seen like proper road signage for so fucking long. And my fucking sister and her friend are so pissed. The way that like only women could get mad at men, like, they were so mad at the student association leader, they started fucking punching him as he's driving, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? How the fuck did you let this happen? They were like panicking. And meanwhile, I'm like just looking up, like, one thing that's nice about New York State is that because there's so little light pollution, the sky is so clear. And so, like, I'm just like, wow, you can see all the constellations right now. And they're, like, panicking. And, like, he comes up to me, like, a week later. We made it home, all right, finally.
Yeah.
We eventually found, like, a main road, and we fucking got back on it. And he comes up to me, he's like, dude, just want to say, your chill on that night is what saved me.
Andrew Chill confirmed.
Andrew Chill confirmed. So, yeah.
Upstate driving is the worst, man. I got pulled over the first time upstate when I was younger. I think around maybe 7 years ago. I was going, I think 45, 35. And I had no idea because, by the way, there was no fucking speed limit signs anywhere. And I was, you know, my first time up there. So I was just doing whatever everyone else was doing. And I just saw a cop, and that was it. $20 whatever it was.
They're so goddamn dumb. Bored. Police officers are so fucking bored in rural areas. Because, you know, they don't really get a lot of crazy shit happening. So you know what that means? They want shit to happen. People say that police officers don't have a quota, but they fucking do.
No, they do. One time, my friend got pulled over because we had an air freshener on the mirror. I saw it pulls over, which is just such a like, bullshit thing to do.
It's so annoying. Yeah, I got pulled over once. It's so funny, though. We lucked the fuck out. It was upstate as well. We were coming back, and, like, some of the roads are kind of crazy where, like, it's just a huge incline and then a huge decline. Yeah. And so, of course, everyone's going, like, fucking 90 down these giant inclines. And where are the police officers waiting at directly at the fucking bottom?
I mean, it's funny, though, because I have a few family in the police. And so I give me a PBA card. The guy was like, yeah, this means nothing to me.
Did he really say that to you?
Yeah.
Why does everyone I know have a fucking PBA card?
I mean, I have, you know, people in the city and, you know, local, too, were cops. They give me a bunch of PBA cards. But, yeah, it just did not work at all. I guess they don't care.
Yeah, they don't. They want to get their fucking little thing. But for us, it was, like, we got pulled over, and then someone came speeding, like, 120 miles per hour past us. He's like, whoa! You guys are free to go! And then he fucking gets in his car, like... That shit was so funny. Yeah.
I mean, I guess seeing someone speed is, like, the most action they get as a cop upstate, you know? Because nothing happens up there. Which I guess is a good thing, but at the same time, it's like, it could be kind of boring if you want action.
Yeah. You know? Well, it's a sacrifice of boredom, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta wait around. I always like the cops who, like, just kind of wait in, like, the state parks around here.
Yeah.
They just kind of, like, sit there.
Yeah. Nothing.
Read a book.
That's how we do.
Why the fuck not? Yeah. Do you read at all?
No. Not in the longest time.
I don't read either. Yeah. It's funny, so many of my friends read and I don't. This is gonna sound weird, or maybe perhaps even sexist, but, like, I feel like reading is more of a girl activity, a female activity.
No, I could see that. My mom loves to read, and so does my sister, but no one else does, my family.
All the people I know that like to read, and I know that that's confirmation bias, but, like, they're all women.
Yeah.
And
makes sense. I mean, I guess the guy is just, like, watching TV because
we're just
lazy,
you know,
as hell.
Guy to guy, we're just, like, fucking working out and fucking, you know.
Shooting guns. Beer.
Yep, playing baseball, playing kickball, playing dodgeball.
Eating
playing
meat, cooking on the grill. No, I can see it, too.
Yeah.
I tried reading more, like, during COVID, during lockdown, but I just could not get into it. Because my uncle, he wrote, a short story. I tried, you know, a bunch of them actually, and put them in the book. I tried reading that. I just, you know, could not get into it. It just wasn't my thing. I was, you know, too busy watching videos on my phone the entire time. I didn't really care.
What I tried to do was, like, I would try to read a... This sounds so fucking babyish, but, like, I would try to read along with, like, audiobooks. Just because, like, I like being in a soundscape.
Yeah.
I came out of, when I was in college, I did a lot of soundscape level productions where, you know, I would work in the audio booth and it's like, you're designing commercials and stuff like that. So you're doing all of the sounds, like, you know how, like, radio, is there something on your shoe that's bugging
you? I think there is, Steve, like, something on my...
Do you want to, like, sit down and see?
No, I'm good.
Okay. You know how, like, with radio, you can't, there's no visual elements. You kind of have to paint a picture using sound.
Right.
So, like... When I'm reading books, I kind of like to do the same thing. I was reading this, if I can't find the audiobook for it or if it costs too much money, I will do my own soundscape. And so I'll find, like, multiple YouTube videos and be like, forest brook, like sound of crunching leaves. It's kind of fucking autistic, but like I fucking like doing it because it's it helps me get into it more. Yeah. And I'm like very easily distracted, so it's very helpful like to bury yourself and shit. But I read a book called Gone to See the River Man. That is a fucked up book.
Yeah.
That is. So I got a recommendation from another person, and Tara, again, shouts out Tara. I was like, Tara, I finally want to read a book with you. And I found this one that people are saying is really fucked up. I want to read it. And it was called Gone to See the River Man, and it's about this woman who is obsessed with a serial killer, a serial, like, rapist and killer, who wants to, like, complete a set of tasks for him. And at the end of the task, she would meet someone called the River Man. And, like, during the whole book, it's, like, really, really, like, it's just, it gets more and more fucked up as it goes, where you're kind of just like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And very, very, not very often, I should say, do I ever really get immersed in a book to an emotional level, but it was like, oh my fucking intense, God. Yeah. It was like just horrid, horrid topic matter. And that was the one I decided to read with fucking Tara. And she was like, Andrew, I fucking hated that. And I don't want to fucking read anything like that ever again.
So was this during COVID you read it?
This was 2021, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
It's funny, dude. So talk about videos, like during COVID, I got really into documentaries. What's that freaking channel called? They go out different countries. It's like always
it's a YouTube channel? Oh, Discovery Channel?
No. Yeah, it's YouTube. I mean, they have a TV channel too. Fuck, dude.
There's a YouTube channel?
Yeah, it's YouTube. It's on TV. Fuck, dude. What's it called, man? I mean, always at these, like, you know, major conflicts, like, you know, wars, like a
CNN?
Catastrophe. No. Anyways, I mean, I got
Associated
really
Press?
No. But, during COVID, I got really into those videos, and I'd watch them, like, fucking 4 or 5 every day. And, you know, they're, like, you know, anywhere from 45 to an hour long, sometimes more than that. But that was my thing, just, like, watching fucking national events.
Could you actually COVID. Absorb shit from it?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah. During 2020, when, you know, not COVID, it was that war, you know, like, Armenia versus, Azerbaijan.
What the that fuck? I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
No, that was, yeah. No, it's called the,
You're more worldly than I am.
Yeah. I don't know. It was some city conflict they had going on.
And you were just following along?
Yeah. Yeah, I was. It was, I mean, it happened for, like, I think it lasted, like, I don't know, like a month or, kind of more than that. But, yeah, it was short. But, yeah, that was, like, the big thing it was, paying attention to during COVID.
That's so happened, interesting.
Like, I think around, I think September or October. So.
That's interesting.
That was my thing. I was just so sick of hearing COVID on the news, so like I would do anything to find something else that wasn't about the fucking disease.
Oh yeah, it was nice to fucking separate yourself from it because it was like, yeah, don't want to hear about this, don't want to fucking watch the news anymore, don't want to do this. You know, people were so fucking glued and it was like, yeah, I'd rather fucking listen to anything else.
Yeah.
For me, that time, it's just like the fucking 8th time we brought up COVID, but for me during that time, I was so deprived of like new movies. That was like one of the worst parts to me. And it's so funny that like it created a genre of movie called like COVID movies where they're just so shit and low budget.
I mean, that's where like, you know, everything started going on streaming sites, not, you know, movies anymore. You know, like Peacock or Netflix.
That was it. That was genuinely what ruined the movie industry. Yeah. That I don't want to say put a nail in the coffin, but certainly one of the nails, because fucking movies have not been the same since.
Yeah.
I have this chat with my film friends all the time, but like it's kind of fucking remarkable how badly like the theaters have been affected by all this, like so much post-COVID, and it's like almost brought like a negative connotation to theaters that it doesn't really deserve, where it's like, the theater experience sucks, it really sucks. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, and watching on your shitty fucking flat screen, you know, I don't know,
I mean, I like going to theater, but it's just so much more convenient to watch it, you know, on Netflix or Peacock on your fucking phone or the TV.
That's the issue of humanity is sacrificing convenience for something that is innately better.
But I mean, I do like the feeling of like going out, you know, to a theater, you're getting popcorn or a drink, and
you got the experience.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get a nice theater reaction. Yeah. Like some of my favorite movie experiences were in theaters because it was like, holy shit, like this was such a good time. I saw Hereditary in theaters. You ever see Hereditary?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's a great film. Yeah, saw that in theaters.
Yeah. So fucking freaky.
So weird ass film, and like the reactions to the theater during the whole fucking movie were like so fun. People were so into it. And Jaws. I fucking saw. So they had a national either movie theater or film day or whatever, like 2 years ago. And because there weren't a ton of movies coming out, they didn't really have a lot to show.
Yeah.
So instead, they started showing a bunch of classic movies in like IMAX, and one of them was fucking Jaws, and it was so fucking cool to have a, if you've seen IMAX theaters, they're big, an entire IMAX theater filled up with people watching and reacting to Jaws as if they were seeing it for the first time again. That was, so, I seriously, that is like one of my favorite memories. Yeah. It was so fun. Like, people were so fucking into it. And you think, like, people are gonna be disrespectful because it's, like, the 70s, but it's, like, that movie aged so fucking well.
Yeah.
That's one I recommend. If that ever pops up in your theaters, ladies and gents, go see it. Because, it's a good fucking time. Yeah. But, like, people were like, oh, yeah, the theater experience is shit because people talk. And it's, like, yeah, that happens, but, like, stop being so fucking passive aggressive. Go fucking tell on them. Be a tattletale. Who fucking cares? If people are talking in your theater, like, they will get fucking either removed or they will told to be shut the fuck up. Like,
yeah.
Who cares about, like, being a fucking tattletale at that point? If you paid for something, get your money's fucking worth out of it.
Yeah.
You know? I don't give a fuck what anyone thinks that I fucking go to the Mr. Bellhop, man. Oh, it's a giant dump truck coming through. It's gonna run us the fuck down.
Anyway, during COVID too.
We've gotta get past this guy. I would love to just dump. Alright, I'm gonna bleep that.
Yeah. Now, during COVID, I watched The Office the first time ever. I binge watched it in, I think, like a week or so. That was nice. Also, I think COVID kind of changed what your Netflix or, I mean, the streaming sites do. I feel like now it's more kind of documentary-based because how well Tiger King did, you know, that people want to kind of get that same
I never
success.
Ended up watching it. Was really? It worth watching?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved it. I mean, the first season one. I think they came out with season two, which I haven't seen. I think that COVID kind of, you know, made these sites realize that they should do more like documentaries that kind of will get people intrigued.
For me, this is going to sound like such a fucking hipster statement, and maybe it is, but like I really try not to flock towards fads.
Yeah.
Because more times than not, it's pumped up to some sort of unbelievable like level where it's like, oh, this was the best fucking thing ever. And it's like, no, that was actually a really typical documentary. Like Squid Games, that was the best fucking series. You loved it.
I loved it.
But like, they were like, that was the best fucking thing ever. And I watched it and I was like, it was all right.
Well, I mean, so the thing about Tiger King, like, I wouldn't say the documentary itself was so good. It was just that, like, the entire story was just so kind of outlandish and, like, unbelievable. It was like, holy shit, dude, I cannot believe this guy's real, you know? And you could watch it on, you know, six-part series, which just made it so much more interesting.
Yeah, there are documentaries that I do like to watch to kind of unravel it, but there's rarely been one that has, I don't know, grappled me so hard where I'm like, there was one, I think it was called Evil Genius. That was a really interesting one. Recommendation for people out there, because that one, it's like, what the fuck is going on in the story? It starts out with this guy who, like, has a bomb strapped to his chest, and he blows up on, like, live TV. But, like, the story behind it is so far removed from the original incident that it's like, holy shit,
this
the story goes...
story wasn't, like,
real story, yeah. Some, like, Midwest shithole.
Some Midwest depression going on.
Yeah. If you had a bomb strapped to your chest, if someone put it on you, what's your first fucking, thing you're going to do? Like, they say if you go to a police officer, it blows up. If you go to the government, it blows up. So what do you do?
I don't know. But for the record, I do not condone putting a bomb to your chest.
No, it was done against your will, dude.
I know. Just throwing it out there. I don't condone it.
You don't condone putting a bomb to your chest?
Don't condone it, no.
Well, I'm glad you did that. If I did it, I would go to the local elementary school. I would not fucking do that.
Bleep that out. Bleep that out.
That's parody, folks.
In Minecraft.
Yes, I would do that in Minecraft.
Minecraft.
I would do that in Fortnite. Folks, Fortnite.
It's time to go.
Yeah, time for us to go.
Adios, amigos. We're the Cow Crew. We're the Cow Crew. And whatnot is all new.